President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will treat the 2015 nuclear deal in the same manner the remaining signatories treat it.
If you reduce your commitments, we will scale back our obligations too. If you honor your commitments, we will do the same. If you fully comply with the terms of the nuclear agreement, we will abide by the deal as well.
Rouhani also said Iran is ready to talk with the United States if it lifts sanctions and returns to logic. He stressed that the Iranian nation will never surrender to U.S.-led pressure and sanctions. The Iranian president was speaking at a meeting with local officials in North Khorasan province. He called for unity among people in the face of the current difficult economic situation. Crossing over to Robert Fantina, author, journalist, and activist. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, your take on what the Iranian president said today, that if the signatories respect the JCPOA, so will Iran, and if they don't and they cut back on it, so will Iran.
That only makes sense. Any agreement made between multiple parties must be adhered to by all parties involved. If all of them decide that they're not going to except for one, and that one has to abide by the agreements, that simply makes no sense. And that is exactly what has happened in this case. Once the United States withdrew over a year ago, the other signatories of Iran stopped maintaining their commitments. Iran showed great good faith by maintaining its commitments for over a year following the violation of the agreement by all the other parties involved. So the fact that Iranian President Rouhani has said Iran will maintain the agreement if the other countries do the same is only logical and only reasonable and is the right thing for him to do.
Well, you say logical and reasonable, but do you think that there are double standards? It seems that Europeans or the Americans, they have one standard for themselves, especially the Americans, and yet they want to hold others to a different standard.
Yes, this is very hypocritical. A few days ago, the leaders of Germany, England, France, and the European Union all issued a statement, saying that they are very concerned that Iran is not maintaining its agreements. Well, they haven't maintained their agreement in over a year. Why aren't they looking to themselves to make that change, to agree to adhere to their agreements? Why are they looking only for Iran to keep its commitments? This is a double standard, certainly, and it's one that is outrageous. It makes no sense, no reasonable, logical sense whatsoever.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Ontario. Robert Fantina, author, journalist, and activist.